crazy through a up and down simulated type deal in Arizona yesterday. Brett Anderson will through a flat ground today, might get off the mound tomorrow. So he's feeling better.
Do you know what's next for Tricks?
Reevaluate and see how he feels today. I mean, literally day to day. You know, we do have an opening coming up, but I'm not sure he'll be ready for that. We'll see.
Does Triggs have a tentative Wednesday rehab assignment?
I think they were going to see how he felt today and then plot what was next for him.
Okay.
Not really yet. He still has some soreness just in raising his arm and, you know, doing the, you know, training work and stuff that he's doing. I don't even know if they would consider it strengthening yet. So hopefully it turns a corner soon. But again, not really sure where that's going to go.
The way things are going right now with the rotation, you think that when it comes back again, that sort of like last night, it will be the same thing as in the pen?
I don't know. We'll continue to evaluate that. It didn't go great for us yesterday, but again, we're trying to be as creative as we can to do whatever we think is the right thing to do.
How much does it have to do with matchups, like potentially your opponent? And
I think it's some, and who's available too. I mean, you know, a lot of balls in the air as far as trying to figure that one out.
I'm wondering if Diosmeiro Petit, somebody has experience as a starter, could come into that equation, you know, to start one of those games.
We wouldn't rule that out. I certainly would like to talk to him before we, you know, if we did look to do that. I mean, obviously we do have quite a few arms down there, and if we felt like he was the guy to do it, we could, you know, replace him in the bullpen. But to this point, we haven't really discussed that too far. Not much. I think we originally brought him up for a lefty-lefty matchup, so you know, we'll see where we can slot him in. It didn't happen last night. I think he was the only guy. He and I were the only guys that didn't pitch last night, so I know he's fresh and ready to go today.
Bob, were you glad to see Davis getting his 40th? Because he kind of indicated that was weighing on his mind a little bit.
Yeah. I mean, you know, you guys are going to go through tough times during the course of the season, but, you know, maybe that's in the back of his mind, too. And to do it opposite field, get his 40th, I think that may be a hurdle. So I think, what was it, a couple years ago, maybe slowed down a little bit at 40 as well. You know, he tries not to think too much about it, but, you know, to be, you know, one of two guys in Oakland A's history to hit 40 home runs 3 years in a row, that's pretty incredible. So yeah, I hopefully he's on his way. You know, tough matchup for us today, but you know, he's been such a big part of this lineup that, you know, sometimes if he's going through struggles, other guys have to pick him up.
This is an interesting one. The Yankees, first among other things, you haven't seen them for quite some
right.
time. What are your thoughts on them?
No, they have a good team. They're a little banged up too, I believe still. I heard maybe some guys are going to come back for us, which seems to be a trend here recently. But, you know, it's a powerful lineup. They're deep in their pitching. They, you know, they have some rookies that have been very impactful to them. So, you know, it is. You look at the numbers offensively, look at their bullpen, it's a very good team. They've won the amount of games they've won for a reason.
Bo Taylor got to make his MLB debut last night after a long minor league
right.
career. How much do you like it when you get to give a guy an opportunity like that after playing so many games in the minors?
Yeah, it's great to, you know, I mean, at some point in time he was going to get in there. That's kind of a tough spot to get in there, and I don't know that AAA you see too many familiars on the mound to have to catch. The ball moves pretty good at a high velocity, so he got his indoctrination last night. But it's good to get him in a game because, you know, you're always kind of nervous about getting out there for the first time, and now he's been out there, so you know, he can.
How important is it for the next few games? That last night he used 9 pitchers, but he didn't use the top guys of your
right. Yeah, and you know what? There, like I said, you know, the time before we didn't use our guys, and then you know we lost a game, and then we're able to use our guys. So there's some games that. know, obviously you don't want to lose, but as much as we've used these guys, to give them a rest is beneficial. Now, we used Familia last night, and he's been, three out of four or something like that, but we have a much more rested bullpen, at least with the guys that we're able to shorten games with and bring in, you know, when we're ahead or tied. So we're a little better today than we were yesterday.
Good. Thanks, Bob.